turunduse täht.
Tell me, Helen, what have you noticed or seen from the last or from the recent weeks that have been a good example of good marketing? Good revenue engine or anything. Revenue engine probably is not so public that someone would write a press release about it, but still.
No. It's not from last week, but being a Swede, I must mention one of IKEA's latest campaigns.
Okay, tell me.
They took common Google search queries in Sweden that was related to relationship problems.
Okay.
For example, my partner snores. that's one of the Google searches that people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they selected products that can solve these issues and rename them with those search queries in mind. So for instance, they took a daybed and they named it My Partner Snores. And they took a stuffed animal, a toy, and renamed it My Dad is Allergic to Furry Animals. And this, I thought it was brilliant because both the Google ranks on this, you know, when you Google this actually came up. But also they did that in print and in the subway and everywhere because it's just fun. You see the IKEA commercial and suddenly you see that the name of the product is He Can't Say He Loves Me or How to Make Long-Distance Relationship Work, which was the name of a moving box. I thought it was brilliant, and I think it deserves all the credit it got.
Absolutely. It's really a very good idea.
Yeah.
My candidate for this week comes from Nike. They promoted new shoes and new technology, telling people that with this new shoes and new technology, we can get the marathon record under 2 hours.
Well, yeah. I heard about this.
It was. They were running in Monza. I think in the Monza they have the Formula One way or the race road. Yeah, and there was just the really a few top athletes in the world. They had done the calculations that how much faster the training shoes are, so it would be enough to get the marathon record under 2 hours. They didn't. It was finally 2 hours and 25 seconds. So it wasn't exactly as it went. But I think that maybe it's also good that they didn't manage it for the first time, so they have a chance to do it again and again and again. Of course, it was not recorded as an official record, but still as an attempt. And a lot of press talked about it as a good example how to generate awareness and how to promote track and field athletics, that Nike really showed the people how to do it. So this was my candidate. So you told you have heard about it.
Yeah, I heard people talk about it, and that's a good sign. So it's probably a brilliant campaign.
So, and now do you know that we need to choose from these two? And you can start as a guest. This is our tradition here. But you can vote also for your own campaign, I have to admit. You don't need to be polite.
I think on a global level, that running shoes campaign is probably, I mean, if it creates that kind of buzz when people talk about it, and if it's possible or not, or then I think it's great. I wonder, since I haven't seen the actual commercial or the actual campaign, how well they connected it to their own brand, or if people are more talking about the fact that they are trying to break this record. But it sounds cool, so I'll vote for your candidate.
Not out of politeness. Not only.
No. Not
only. Okay.
No, but it sounds interesting. It's new, and it's I think it's very recently too.
Yeah, it was Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Or Saturday or Sunday.
And already creating a lot of buzz.
Yeah, it was. And they started it about 7 months ago, I think, with a training program and everything. So it was a kind of long campaign behind that.
It sounds very well thought through, and you know, these kind of long campaigns. This IKEA is more of a, you know, a brilliant idea that was easy to get out there fast too. Now I'm voting for the running shoe. Okay.
I have to say that I really really love the IKEA's campaign as well. I think I've heard about it last year sometime. We already talked about either this or something like that. But it's a brilliant idea, really. And I think that a lot of more companies could kind of learn from these types of campaigns or types of thinking. But I think that maybe also from the kind of sports point of view, the Nike's campaign today or yesterday was something that really shows also the new ways of doing things or the new challenges. So maybe really Nike would be worth to receive the weekly marketing award from our side.